The board has approved the 2020 to 2023 education plan and annual education results report. What is this? What's the plan all about?
So our three-year education plan and AERR, educational annual educational results plan, that's basically our plan moving forward for the next 3 years for education, delivery of education, and strategies used to reach the goals we've set out for ourselves, as well as a report card from the province on how we've done over the past year.
Okay. Also as well, I guess also another thing, and so far, at least from what the reports you've seen on how you've done things in the past year compared to this year, what have you guys had a chance to learn so far?
Well, I think like from last year to this year, you know, of course with the at-home learners, that kind of threw a monkey wrench into things at the end of the year for us as far as all our provincial achievement tests and diploma exams. So our results that we get back from the government this year in our results report doesn't have much for updated provincial achievement and diploma exam marks for the end of the year, but it does have all the other measures, what we call the soft data, all the satisfaction surveys and stuff that are sent out to parents that they answer every year. And, you know, we're pleased to say that our results are up in several of the categories there. And, you know, we have a lot to celebrate. We have an amazing communities that we operate schools in. The community support and the support from parents that we get is unbelievable. I can't say enough about how much that goes to helping our students' success.
Yeah, definitely, and that's topical considering we just had our Parents Week. Also as well, I'm also looking at the audited financial statements that was approved by the board. I guess the big question is that any surprises in there or pretty much what you expected?
No, it's what we expected. We're fairly blessed to have a exceptional secretary treasurer, and shout out to her for all the extra work she puts in around this time of year. No, we had a very good audit process. There was no surprises in it. Nothing really to support. There was no surprises for us. It was business as usual as we had expected.
Yeah, fair enough. And I guess I was going to also, I know last year at this time roughly a big concern of every school board across Alberta was insurance costs. Is something being worked on in that, or is that still one of those big concerns?
It is still a big concern, although several boards in the province moved away from one insurance reciprocal we had been involved in and moved to a different insurance reciprocal. And though I don't believe we're going to realize huge, huge savings this year, what we will realize is far better control over our costs going forward with that reciprocal. I think it's going to be more hands-on management by all the school divisions across the province. So it's looking very promising that there will be reductions. I don't know that there will be huge reductions this year, but potential for some much larger ones in the future, I think, moving forward with this reciprocal.
All right, that's awesome. I think that's all I have, unless there's something else you want to add that I may have forgotten.
No, the only thing I'd like to add is, once again, at this time of year, I just want to say thank you to everybody for all the hard work. COVID is putting a lot of stress on everybody, and I just want to express the board's appreciation for everything that everyone is doing, our central office staff, all our school staffs, our parents, and especially our students who are so resilient and take this stuff and just keep rolling along. Kids are so resilient, it just never ceases to amaze me.